B-Pod Studios.
We got the man I was watching this morning, and he's got Kawhi maybe going to the Lakers, and he's checking in now as Brian Westbrook shares the hour. Let's welcome in Stephen A. Smith on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steve!
M&M, you got my brother Brian Westbrook in there with you, man.
Yes, we do.
What's going on,
brother? How's everything?
How you doing, man?
All is well.
Hey, Brian,
how are you?
Before I get into anything, man, I watched you on TV, man. You've been doing an outstanding job with the NFL season. Keep it up, my brother. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, now, Steve, I was watching this morning, and you had them all shook up on Get Up when you dropped that Kawhi thing on him. So where does it stand right now? And then take me into the Sixers view with the Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler stuff.
Well, first of all, let me be very clear. For months, we've been talking about KD and Kyrie to New York, whether it was going to be the Knicks or Brooklyn, all right? KD was definitely going to opt out of his deal that was going to pay him $31.5 million next season so he could be an unrestricted free agent, re-up for the Supermax or get a max deal somewhere else. And so he was considered the creme de la creme of the free agent class because you didn't know what he was going to do. Then he gets hurt. Klay Thompson gets hurt. Kawhi Leonard was going to be an elite target anyway, but it was widely presumed that he was going to end up staying in Toronto or going to the Los Angeles Clippers because he wanted to go home, but he didn't want to be a part of all of that sizzle and the paparazzis and everybody else following LeBron and everybody else wherever they went, or so we assumed. Well, then last night and through the wee hours of this morning, I got phone calls that say Kawhi is definitely strongly considering the Los Angeles Lakers. He's interested in coming on board. He's a champion. He's got two rings. He's got a finals MVP. He carried the team with nothing but supplementary role players. He did what he did. His cachet or whatever cannot be questioned. And now he's looking towards the future. He has an opportunity to have a country at his disposal in Toronto, along with along with the great city of Toronto, and he would get $189.7 million. Or he could go home to Southern California, where his family, friends, and close ones in his inner circle presently reside, with the Southern California warm weather, which is what he loves and what have you. Although it could only pay him close to $50 million less at $141 million. I also heard that New Balance, the sneaker deal that he's with, would prefer him to be in L.A. than in Canada. And then, obviously, I was reminded of the fact that Magic Johnson had been working him and talking to him and his uncle and everybody else for the longest time. Magic Johnson has a relationship with his uncle. Magic Johnson has a relationship with one of his best friends, this guy Wilkes, that used to play at UCLA. And literally, M&M, just 3 minutes ago, which is why I didn't answer the phone when your producer called me. I was on the phone with a source that just confirmed for me that Kawhi Leonard's people reached out to the Lakers and said he will meet with them at the latest by the end of this weekend, but he only wants to meet with Jeannie Buss and Irvin Magic Johnson. So that meeting's about to take place in a matter of days. The Lakers are in play. We don't know whether he'll choose the Clippers, who will have Jerry West, Steve Ballmer, and Doc Rivers in the room, whether he'll choose the Lakers, who will have to rely on Jeannie Buss and Magic to do it, or whether to stay in Toronto. The one thing about Toronto is that he will allow them to be the very last voice that he hears and sees before he makes his decision.
Interesting. Irvin Magic Johnson has to come back into the fold and with this nonsense that went on. And so Pelinka's got to defer to Magic right now because of this?
Yeah, well, he has to defer to Magic because the bottom line is Magic is the one that had all of this in play. Magic had been communicating with Kawhi's people since last summer when he was trying to get him from San Antonio. Magic apparently goes back a long ways with Kawhi's top advisor, which is his uncle, along with one of his best buddies from UCLA. Magic has known them for many, many years. So Kawhi and the play has always been Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard with Kyrie Irving as the backup in the event that Kawhi Leonard does not come. Because Anthony Davis always wanted to be with the Lakers. It was Kawhi that vacillated between the Lakers and the Clippers. So Kyrie was a backup plan in the event that Kawhi doesn't want to come. But this is all the pieces that Magic Johnson has had in play since day one, which is why a couple of years ago he said it'll take 3 years. That's all it will take. And this is the third year that he's been at the helm. And obviously, it appears as if it's about to go down.
All right, so we're talking to Stephen A. Smith. Steve, let me ask you this. Two questions on regarding Kawhi. He joins LeBron Anthony Davis. He was the alpha, obviously, in Toronto. He's been a series MVP in another city. Can he exist there?
Can who exist?
Can Kawhi exist with LeBron and Anthony Davis, not being the man?
Well, apparently he can. Apparently what they keep saying about him is he doesn't give a damn about any of that stuff. Once upon a time he did, because A, he was trying to get his money, and two, he had doubters in San Antonio because people were questioning his character because his health situation was compromised. Now that he's a champion and has done what he's done, there are no longer any question marks. So it's all about whatever makes him happy. And what makes it so interesting to me is that because he has the power to decide whether he's going to go to, he's going to grant them an interview, even though he's not going there. But because he gets to pick and choose where he goes, understand that if Kawhi Leonard ends up going to the Clippers, then everything stands status quo. Kyrie could go to Brooklyn. You got Kevin Durant that could elect to go to Brooklyn as well. All of this other stuff is going on. But if he decides to go to the Los Angeles Lakers, then it could very well change what Kevin Durant wants to do, because Kevin Durant obviously doesn't want to be in a situation where there's no chance in hell that he's going to be able to win. So instead of going someplace else for less, it might force him to go back to Golden State, where he's going to get offered the Supermax deal of $221 million over 5 years this coming Sunday at 6 p.m. The Golden State Warriors, they're already in New York City. They're going to meet with Kevin Durant. The minute the deadline is there at 6 o'clock on Sunday, he's going to get that offer. And if Kawhi elects to go to L.A., his only chance at legitimately competing for titles for years to come may be to go back to Golden State. Then you have the situation with Jimmy Butler and your Philadelphia 76ers, because you know he wants the 5 years and $190 million. If he were to leave and have to settle for 4 years, he'd rather do it in Houston than anywhere else. And that's all he's allowed to get from Houston. But Houston would have to let go of Clint Capella, have to let go of an Eric Gordon and other guys in order to get a Jimmy Butler, because they don't have the cap space. But if Kawhi ends up in L.A. with A.D. and LeBron, then you've got no chance in hell of beating them anyway. So why make the move for Jimmy Butler? So Houston might back out of that.
All right. Forget the Houston part of Jimmy Butler. Let's look at the L.A. part of Jimmy Butler. If the Lakers don't get Kawhi, Jimmy Butler comes into play.
Eminem.
Yes.
The Lakers do not want Jimmy Butler.
They don't.
They do not.
Okay. Even if they miss on Kawhi.
That's what I was told.
All right, how about the Clippers?
The Clippers are possible. The Clippers are possible. But the Lakers do not want Jimmy Butler more than Kawhi. They do not want Jimmy Butler more than Kyrie. And then a third option, which could elevate to a second option, is going in a different route from Kyrie, getting D'Angelo Russell, bring him back to L.A. for about $10 to $15 million less, and then use that additional money to go after restricted free agent Malcolm Brogdon out of Milwaukee and bring somebody like him. Or even, I wouldn't say a Tobias Harris. I was getting ready to say him, but I didn't mean him. A Malcolm Brogdon or one of those other restricted free agents, you know, to come to L.A. with D'Angelo Russell in order to buffer your squad rather than Kyrie. That's it. Jimmy Butler, if they are interested in him, it would be after those plans fall apart, not before. And Jimmy Butler, in all likelihood, is not going to wait around for that. By that time, he will have picked his destination.
All right, so in all likelihood, did the Sixers get both Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, in your view?
I personally believe that the Sixers should prioritize keeping Jimmy Butler, but I think Jimmy Butler needs to want to stay. He's not the kind of person that you want to pay if he doesn't want to stay. He needs to want to stay, but if he wants to stay, give him the money, even if it is a fifth year, because chances are you could potentially move that. The cap keeps elevating, and even though $190 million is an awful lot of money, in the same breath, you're going to be able, with the cap elevating, people are going to have maneuverability and room. And you could be able to move him in a couple of years, if at all possible. But what he brings to Philadelphia in terms of his no-nonsense approach, his blue-collar approach, the fact that he doesn't hesitate to let you know where he stands, and he holds people accountable. If you had a different coach like a Larry Brown or somebody who is fiery and knows how to get in a player's face and demands that they be allowed to coach them, that would be different. But because Brett Brown is from a different cloth, considered a relatively nice man, sometimes having a problem really dictating things in people's eyes, some of the folks in the Sixers organization believes you need a stronger personality like a Jimmy Butler to help assist in holding dudes accountable and making sure they're on their P's and Q's. Those things make him worthy of the max dollars.
How do we find out if he wants to be here? How do we do that?
You got to ask him. If you're the Sixers, you have to sit up here and say, here's the money. Take it or leave it. We're not helping you go to Houston. You could go. You find a way to get there on your own. We're not going to help you. He can't go to Houston without the Sixers' help. Mm-hmm. They don't have the space. So the bottom line is, here's the money. What you going to do about it? You going to take it or you going to leave? Or you can sit up there and go like this. Hey, we'll let you leave because we'll keep Tobias. But then we'll work out a deal where we'll move you and we'll get Clint Capella and Eric Gordon back. We'll keep Tobias Harris. We still have Embiid and Joel and Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, so we're good.
All right.
It's a Sixers choice.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the likelihood. What's your feeling on whether they're both going to return? One or both?
I believe there's a great possibility that one of them returns. It's a slim possibility that they both do not return because I've been told that they don't necessarily enjoy playing with one another. They have no hostility, no animosity with each other. It's just that they believe their styles of play conflict with one another with Ben Simmons and Joel and being in a lineup with them and that they'd be better off separated. All right. So I think the Sixers in all likelihood would have to make a choice in their minds. If it were me, bump that. I keep both because I believe the Sixers are a missed shot of Kawhi Leonard away from winning the championship because they would have beaten Milwaukee. And obviously with the injuries that the Golden State Warriors incurred, we could easily be sitting here today with the 76ers being NBA champions. I'm not breaking that up. If it's me, I'm holding on to it. I'm keeping my crew in place. They ain't going nowhere. If it were me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.